Let's continue with our cloud journey. In this episode, we'll start to do some cloud-specific programming. We will try to interact with the raw environment, and we'll also try to introduce some custom settings into our application. Then, we'll have a brief tour of Windows Azure Management Portal and see how you can manage your cloud services using the web UI. Okay, first, let's try to remember what we did last time. In the last episode, we scaled out our cloud service to have two instances, and we deployed our cloud service to Windows Azure. And this is how it looks now. In the last episode, we also mentioned that when we refresh the page, we really don't know which instance is serving up the particular request. So as the beginning of this episode, we'll actually change our code so that we can surface some of the instance information onto the UI. Of course, in a real application, you probably don't want to expose instance information to end users. But here, for education's purpose, let's just display the row instance ID onto the UI so we can know which row instance is serving up the particular request. Now we are back in Visual Studio. When you create a new web role, assembly is automatically added to your project, which is the Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Service runtime. And within this assembly, there's a very important class, the role environment class, which gives you a lot of information about your hosting environment, and you can find out some more details about your role instance. So let's try to do something with the class. First, let's add the namespace reference. Then here, as I said, we can use the role environment class, and we can get, say, the current role instance, and we can get the ID. And that's all we are going to do here, and we'll try to launch this application in the local emulator first. Let's just press F5. Now you can see my website is launched, and on the page I can see actually which role instance is serving up the request. In the emulator environment, this role instance ID is fairly long. It will be shorter if you deploy this to the cloud environment. And we'll just keep pressing F5, and you can see this time it's actually served from instance 0, right, and if I refresh again, now this time it's served from instance 1. And you can see the load balancing is at work, and both my instances are working to serve different requests. Now let me close the browser. Before we move on, let's see what else we can do. It's very common for a service to have custom settings, so that you can reconfigure your service on the fly without recompiling and redeploying the service. And this is very easy to do with Windows Azure Cloud Service. What I do here is to go to the Cloud Service project, double-click on my web role, and I can go to the Settings tab. Here you can see I already have a bunch of settings that the project template added for me. And I can add more settings as I like. Here I'm going to click on Add Setting, and I just say words to say, a string that say hello. This is a very simple string settings. I just save the change. And back in our web role code, let me go back to the home controller. So instead of just displaying the row instance ID, let's just append the string we put in our custom setting. Let's just say add space, then add. Here I'm going to use another class, which is in the Microsoft Windows Azure namespace, which is called Cloud Configuration Manager. We will probably come back to this class later for some more discussions. But for now, you can just consider that this is the class you can use to read the custom settings. I can get setting And what did I say? Words to say. Right. That's all you need to do. And let's try to run this on the local emulator again. And sure enough, you can see my custom string is displayed here. This is from my custom settings. And this will be the second version of our cloud service. Now let's deploy this updated version to Windows Azure. Let me close this. And we already know how to publish a cloud service. I'm going to right-click on my cloud service and say Publish. And here we are going to update our existing cloud service. And let's pause a moment and think how we would do a non-disruptive update of our service. Meaning, while we update our service remains available to our customers. And this is another reason why having multiple instances is important to a cloud service. Here we have two instances. What we can do is to take down the first instance, take it off the load balancer so there's no traffic routed to it, and we update the bits on it. Then we put it back to the load balancer. Then we take down the second instance of the load balancer and upgrade the other one. So at any moment of time, I still have at least one running instance to serve the request. And we'll talk more how you can control that process in a later episode. But for now, I'll just click on Finish to publish my updates to Windows Azure. And the wizard will ask me if I want to replace my existing deployment. I'll just say Replace. Now our service has been updated on the cloud. It's time for us to take a tour of Windows Azure Management Portal and get familiar with basic features of the site. Let's go to manage.windowsazure.com, which is the URL to the portal. And you will be asked to log in using your Microsoft ID. I'm going to log in really quick here. This is the home view of the portal. By default, it shows all the items you've ever created using Windows Azure subscriptions. And in the left pane, you can select different item types or different services and drill down to the list of that specific type or service. Here I'm going to click on Cloud Services. You can see with my subscription, I've already created several cloud services. And of course, HashiCorp Hello is listed as one of the deployed cloud services. I can drill down to the details of that service by clicking on the name column. And this brings me to the dashboard of the cloud service. The UI design of the portal is really elegant and intuitive. Actually, once you get used to it, probably you can find out things you need just by exploring the portal a little by yourself. But here, I'm going to give you a guided tour. And let's just go around the portal a little and try to match the UI displays to the concepts we've already learned so far. At the top of the dashboard display, you can see this nice chart showing some of the performance metrics. We will talk about this view in later episodes extensively. So for now, we'll just move forward. Let's scroll down a little and see what we can understand here. Of course, the first thing we see is our site URL. That's our hashi.syshello.cloudapp.net. If I click on it, I can go to my cloud service, of course. And you can see, as I mentioned, the row instance ID is much shorter in the real cloud environment. Let's go back to the portal. What you can see here is that the set URL is resolved to this public virtual IP address, and I have two input endpoints. One is for the website, which is at port 80. The other is for the remote desktop, which is enabled in the last episode. Let's go up. And what else we can see? This is something we know of, instances. Let's go there to see the instances. And of course, as expected, I see my two instances running. And remember, each of these instances, is a virtual machine, and both virtual machines are working and serving requests. Because I enabled remote desktop, I can actually select one of the instances and connect to it using remote desktop. Let's say we want to connect to instance 0. I'll select the instance. I'll just click on the connect icon. I say connect, and it will ask for my credentials. I'll just enter the password I set up before. Press enter. Now I'm connected to the Windows virtual machine hosted on Windows Azure Data Center. This is the Windows box, so I can just do whatever I know of on the Windows system. So let me close that. When we designed our cloud service, we specified that we want two instances for our web role, and this is why we see two role instances here. Actually, you can also change the number of instances directly from management portal. Here I'm going to click on the scale tab, and this is an interactive view of my instance count. Actually, I can drag this slide bar. Let me say, now I only want one instance. Oh, I want more instances. You can see here, I can only drag up to 3 instances because I've used up all my allocated cores. But if you have a better subscription, let's say if I have a 1,000 cores, you can just drag all the way to the right and have many, many cores and many, many instances for your service. And what else we want to do? I remember in our code, we added some custom settings for our service. And let's see how we can change those settings right from the portal. Let me click on the Configure tab. And sure enough, you can see my custom settings displayed here, the words to say. Actually, not only I can see the values here, I can change the settings right here on the portal. Let's say instead of hello, we say something else. Then I'll click on the Save button to save the changes. And once the changes are saved, I can go back to my cloud service and reload my page. And you can see the new setting values here on the UI. Let me go back to the portal. Before we conclude this episode, I want to show you the certificates tab as well. You can see here I have one certificate. Where does this certificate come from? I remember we logged on to Windows Azure portal last time and we downloaded a published profile. When you do that, Windows Azure will generate a new certificate as your published credential. And when you import the published profile into Visual Studio, this certificate will be installed to your personal certificate store. Windows Azure generates a new management certificate each time you download your profile. And Windows Azure allows up to 10 management certificates. So you can imagine you should not be downloading your published profiles aloud. And you can use your own certificate. But that's a topic we can leave for later episodes. So in summary, today we did some cloud-specific programming. We used role environment class to find out a current role instance ID. We used cloud configuration manager to read our custom settings. And we had a brief tour of Windows Azure Management Portal. We learned how you can scale your role from the Management Portal UI. We learned how you can change your custom settings from configuration tab, and we also talked about management certificates. Thank you for watching.